is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of June, 2007. It's the birthday of Vikram Seth, born in Calcutta, 1952, moved to the United States in 1975 to get a PhD in economics at Stanford, spent 2 years in China, and in the summer of 1982 decided to walk and hitchhike from China back to his birthplace in India, traveling through Tibet and Nepal, carrying a journal, writing down his thoughts along the way. The journal was published in 1983 as From Heaven Lake, and it got great reviews. Then came an epic rhymed poem called The Golden Gate, the story of computer engineers in Silicon Valley developing the early version of the PC. He sent the poem to all sorts of poetry publishers. All of them turned it down. And then it was published as a novel in verse in 1986. He moved back to Calcutta to live with his parents in the late 80s, wanted to write something to capture the sweep of history from India's independence up to the present day. And he invented four Indian families and told what happened to each of them in the wake of India's independence. And it became one of the longest works of fiction to be published in English, 1,500 pages in one volume, entitled A Suitable Boy. It came out in 1993 and became a bestseller in India, in Great Britain, and in the United States. It's the birthday of the historian Peter Gay, born in Berlin, 1923, to a Jewish family whose business was shut down by the Nazis in 1938. The family escaped to the United States. The boy went to Columbia, became a historian, wrote a number of books, including The Bourgeois Experience, Victoria to Freud. And in his book, Savage Reprisals, he argued that novelists make bad social historians because they're so often inspired to criticize society by their own desire for revenge. It was on this day in 1977 the Trans-Alaska Pipeline began to pump oil for the first time, the largest private construction project ever completed in the United States. Exxon, after years of drilling, struck what turned out to be the largest oil discovery in North America, but it was 800 miles away from the nearest harbor where oil tankers could dock. So they built the pipeline, 48 inches in diameter, zigzagging over three mountain ranges, crossing 34 major rivers that could pump almost 2 million barrels of crude per day at about 7 miles an hour to the port of Valdez. And it was on this day in 1893 that Lizzie Borden was declared innocent of the murder of her father and stepmother in Fall River, Massachusetts. The case against her was circumstantial. Nobody had witnessed the murders. A sensational trial in 1893. Lizzie Borden never spoke about the murders in public for the rest of her life. There have been dozens of books about it since, most of which implicate her as the murderer. Here's a little poem by Vikram Seth on his birthday. Sit, drink your coffee here. Your work can wait a while. You're 26 and still have some life ahead. No need for wit. Just talk vacuities, and I'll reciprocate in kind or laugh at you instead. The world is too opaque, distressing, and profound. This 20 minutes rendezvous will make my day. To sit here in the sun with grackles all around, staring with beady eyes, and you 2 feet away. A poem by Vikram Seth from All You Who Sleep Tonight, published by Phoenix and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dan Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dan Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.